In 2000, Procter & Gamble, the titan behind Tide, Pampers, and dozens of household staples, was hemorrhaging value. Stock prices plummeted, innovation stalled, and competitors were circling. Then came A.G. Lafley, a quiet executive who did something radical. He stopped trying to do everything. Instead, he asked five brutally simple questions that would transform P&G from a struggling giant into a $100 billion powerhouse. Within 9 years, sales doubled and profits quadrupled. What were those questions? They form what's called the strategic choice cascade, and they've since reshaped how companies from Apple to Starbucks think about winning. This isn't abstract theory. It's a practical blueprint for making the hard choices that separate market leaders from also-rans. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most companies don't have strategies. They have visions, plans, and best practices, but not strategies. Real strategy means deliberately choosing different activities to create unique value. It means saying no to good opportunities so you can say yes to great ones. Take Olay, once mockingly called oil of old lady. By 2000, sales languished below $800 million in a $50 billion skincare market. P&G made specific choices. They targeted women in their mid-30s, noticing their first wrinkles, a segment prestige brands ignored and mass brands couldn't serve. Scientists developed Vita Niacin technology, addressing multiple aging signs. Rather than competing in department stores, they created Mastiche, premium products in mass retailers at $18.99, half the cost of luxury alternatives. Everything elevated. Advertising alongside Estee Lauder, sophisticated packaging, innovative pumps. The result? A decade of double-digit growth, transforming Olay into a $2.5 billion brand. That's strategy. Integrated choices creating sustainable advantage. There's a profound difference between playing to win and merely playing to participate. General Motors learned this painfully with Saturn. Launched in 1990 to compete with Japanese imports, Saturn was defensive, a strategy to participate in small cars, not dominate them. Despite innovative manufacturing and customer service, Saturn never achieved critical mass. After $20 billion in losses over two decades, Saturn closed. Winning aspirations must focus outward, on consumers and competitors, not inward on products. P&G's home care business aspired to reinvent cleaning experiences, birthing Swiffer, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and Febreze, innovations that redefined categories. Where you compete matters as much as how. Where to play choices span five domains: geography, product type, consumer segment, distribution channel, and production stage. Small decisions compound into competitive advantage or strategic drift. Bounty Paper Towels illustrates this perfectly. By the late 1990s, global expansion drained resources from North America, where Bounty actually had strength. When Charlie Pierce became president in 2001, he declared crisis and questioned whether P&G should stay in tissue at all. Deep consumer research revealed three distinct segments: those valuing strength and absorbency, those wanting cloth-like feel, and price-conscious consumers. Focusing exclusively on North America, with deliberate product tiers, transformed family care into a consistently profitable, fast-growing business. The deadliest traps? Refusing to choose, trying to be everywhere dilutes focus. Buying your way out of unattractive markets rarely works. Accepting existing choices as immutable limits potential. Apple shifted from desktop computers to portable devices. Thomson Corporation transformed from newspapers to subscription information services. After the dot-com crash, Filippo Passerini developed P&G's global business services with a best-of-breed strategy, partnering with specialized providers for different services. The outcome? Lower costs, higher quality, better service, and freed resources for strategic IT systems. Once you've chosen where to play, you must determine how to win. There are fundamentally two ways: cost leadership or differentiation. Cost leadership means sustainably lower costs than competitors. If companies A, B, and C all sell widgets for $100, but A produces them for $45, while B and C spend $60, A enjoys a $15 margin advantage. Critically, low-cost players don't necessarily charge lower prices. Mars leveraged its candy bar cost advantage to buy premium shelf space, becoming Hershey's main rival. Differentiation offers products perceived as distinctively more valuable at similar costs. When A, B, and C produce widgets for $60, but customers pay $115 for C's product versus $100 for A and B's, C enjoys the same $15 advantage. Toyota exemplifies this. Often mistaken for low cost, it actually differentiates through quality and reliability, earning price premiums despite high Japanese production costs. Gain laundry detergent nearly died in the late 1980s until discovering scent seekers, consumers prioritizing fragrance. Leveraging P&G's fragrance expertise, Gain transformed with bold packaging, becoming a billion-dollar brand. Core capabilities are specific activities that, performed at the highest level, enable your strategic choices. Michael Porter showed that sustainable advantage comes from reinforcing activities that fit and strengthen each other, creating an activity system delivering unique value. For corporations, some core activities must be shared across businesses, creating reinforcing rods linking different parts. The Gillette acquisition succeeded because P&G's reinforcing rods drove powerfully through Gillette's activity system. P&G's scale as the world's largest advertiser reduced Gillette's advertising costs by 30%. Integrating Gillette brands into multifunctional customer teams gained cost efficiencies and retailer leverage. P&G brought advanced consumer research and global innovation capabilities, while Gillette strengthened P&G with exceptional product launch expertise and in-store merchandising. The fit worked brilliantly for shaving and Oral-B, reasonably for Duracell, but struggled with Braun, which didn't benefit from P&G's mass retail distribution. Your activity system must be feasible, distinctive, and defensible. If it lacks any quality, refine your where to play and how to win choices until they produce a winning system. Brilliant strategy fails without supporting management systems, robust processes for creating, reviewing, and communicating strategy, structures supporting core capabilities, and measures ensuring effectiveness. P&G's strategy reviews were once corporate theater, brand managers performing before large audiences to avoid humiliation rather than solve problems. Lafley and CFO Clate Daly transformed this by limiting attendance to 4 to 5 business representatives, banning PowerPoint, and restricting materials to 3 pages. They shifted from advocacy to assertive inquiry, clearly articulating your thinking while genuinely exploring others' perspectives. I have a view worth hearing, but I may be missing something. P&G distilled strategy into 3 themes: make the consumer the boss, win the consumer value equation, and win the 2 most important moments of truth, when consumers encounter products in stores and when they first use them at home. They replaced market total shareholder return with operating TSR, measuring sales growth, profit margin improvement, and capital efficiency, metrics managers could actually influence. Asking what would have to be true transforms strategy development. Instead of seeking the single right answer and constructing unassailable arguments, this question focuses analysis on what matters, creates room for inquiry, and reduces conflict. Rather than battling over what is true, teams explore possibilities together, creating more robust strategies with stronger commitment. The process involves 7 steps. Frame the choice with at least 2 mutually exclusive options. Generate strategic possibilities as positive outcome narratives. Specify conditions that would make each possibility terrific. Identify barriers by assessing which conditions are least likely to hold. Design valid tests with skeptics testing what they doubt most. Conduct tests starting with the most questionable conditions and choose based on test results. Unlike standard processes where choosing is difficult and acrimonious, this makes choice simple, even anticlimactic. When you've systematically tested what would have to be true, the answer emerges naturally. In today's volatile world, winning grows harder daily. Warning signs of doomed strategies include the do-it-all strategy, spreading resources too thin, the Don Quixote strategy, attacking the strongest competitors head-on, the something-for-everyone strategy, satisfying no one, and the program of the month strategy, pursuing generic approaches indistinguishable from competitors. Winning strategies share recognizable traits: an activity system distinctly different from competitors, passionate customers alongside bewildered non-customers, profitable competitors in different spaces, greater ongoing resources than competitors, and customers who look to you first for innovations. View strategy as ongoing process, not static result. The strategic choice cascade provides structure. Define winning clearly, choose where to play, determine how to win, build enabling capabilities, and create supporting systems. Success requires executing through clear communication, aligned incentives, resource allocation supporting choices, and continuous refinement. Strategy involves risk, but operating without one is far riskier.